Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Fleetwood Mac brings back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My website's on smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We have a great visit with Ed Marsh, founder and principal of Consilium. He's an export expert. He's an expert to industrial companies, especially helping them. Manufacturers helping them with their strategy, which we're talking about right now. Ed, thanks again for being here. Consilium.com, is that right?
ConsiliumGlobalBusinessAdvisors.com.
ConsiliumGlobalBusinessAdvisors.com, and that's check it out there, folks. You'll be glad you did. Hey, Ed, what are some of the things that you're seeing as we roll out of mid-pandemic into post-pandemic, and into the era I'm calling the new regular, as we roll out of, into this new era, which is hopefully going to get better, but it's definitely going to be different from what we had a year ago in January. What are you seeing the issues that your clients are facing that we can share with our folks and maybe give them a little bit of a heads up?
Well, anybody that's listened to some of the earnings calls or read excerpts of them that have, you know, happened over the course of last week ought to have a very acute and alarmed understanding of what's going on with inflation right now. That's something that, you know, current generations of business leaders honestly haven't dealt with.
Mm-hmm.
There were business leaders 30 years ago that were quite adroit at understanding and handling and dealing with inflation, but today's business leaders in many cases aren't. And it looks like this is not going to be a fleeting sort of a trend. It looks like it's
going
to be.
How are you seeing it manifest? I've been warning people about this for a long time now. We're going to talk about this in the Fed Watch show in the next segment. And I gave a speech to small business bank, to community bankers last week in Texas. And one of the things I told them to start paying attention to was inflation and how that's going to manifest in small business. Is them not being able to recover their costs. They're not, small business owners are not good at pricing power. And this is what I'm worried about with inflation. What do you think?
I think you're absolutely right. At the same time, they're going to be caught betwixt rising input costs and rising taxes. And so that means the profitability for business owners is going to be reduced. But it's interesting. You talk consistently about understanding the customer. I mean, I've got actually on my desk here your book, The Age of the Customer. You talked about it in the last segment in the context of strategy. And so let's kind of step back from the theory. Okay, inflation's happening. We're seeing it in costs across the board. Lumber's up 170%. Petroleum's up 50%. Plastics are up 100%. There's all kinds of inflation. But what does it mean for a typical company in the context of their strategy and how they deliver to customers? So it may be, for instance, and I'm not saying it isn't, it depends on the company and the market, but it could be that last year you thought the convenience was the most important thing you could deliver to customers.
Mm-hmm.
And now the most important thing you can deliver may be price, price stability,
mm-hmm.
which means you're going to have to figure out how to be more efficient to reduce your costs in order to maintain your same sell price. And so that then is going to be a huge input and dictator of your strategy, which then, of course, rolls down into your tactics. And they may be completely different tactics than trying to be the most convenient company that you can be for your customers. Instead, you want to be.
And what you're talking about, Ed, is these are the things that small business owners have to think about that they haven't had to think about before as much because inflation has been so low. But these are the kinds of things they're going to have to think about because the big companies that they're competing against, the Amazons of the world, those companies are not going to have any trouble with this. They're going to find a way to work this out. If they have to take a hit, they're going to do it if they have to make sure that they keep their customers. Small business owners have to do the same thing. We've got to know what our costs are. We've got to know what our customers expect from us. And if they expect more from us, I know you want price stability, But part of that, we need to tell our customers, if you want price stability, that also presumes you want us to still be here delivering that a year from now, which means we have to charge you enough.
Yep, for sure. And you have to staff appropriately, and you have to have the right skills. And all of those kinds of things that feed into that tend to get overlooked because, as you mentioned earlier, you tend to have these quote-unquote strategy silos where people are just worried about their department and not aware of the context, the broader context of the market that the senior executives in the business have to be attuned to.
Right. And also, you know, the redundancy thing. I think there's going to be more people are going to have to allow for redundancy for access to products and services. And I think small business owners will be able to fall into that category. And when they do that, if the redundant costs are going to be higher than the regular costs. And I think I think small businesses will fit into that niche pretty well. What do you think?
I think that's correct. I mean, certainly what the last year taught is that resilience is really important. And the whole idea of wringing every single tenth of a percent of efficiency out of your supply chain and out of your operation clearly did not stand companies in good stead as soon as there was a hiccup. And so redundancy, I think you're absolutely right, is going to be a huge opportunity for small businesses to say, hey, maybe we're not the people to deliver all of that for you, but gosh, it would be great for you to have a couple of alternates.
What if that other lane goes away? You know, you want us to still be there. Ed, good job today. Give us the website again one more time, please.
Consilium, CONSILIUM, globalbusinessadvisors.com.
Thank you, Ed. Good job today. Come back soon.
Always a pleasure to chat.
Ed Marsh, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.